What's up, everybody, man? It's another episode of the D-Start Show, man. Hey, man, it's National Side Piece Day. What's going on with you?
What up, y'all? Big Key McKee in the building on this lovely, what is this, post-Valentine's Day? Gonna give y'all a good little show.
Hey, side shit day, man. I went in the store today, right? And I peeked at some stuff. The girl like, oh, you must got a side chick. I said, no, my lady's just out of town. She said, so why you didn't get it yesterday? I said, so what's the difference? With me getting it yesterday or today? It's better for me to get it today. I'm getting 50% off.
She's like, so you was just being cheap. That's what that shit was.
No, it wasn't about being cheap. Yesterday, I really didn't have time. You know what I'm saying?
But she wasn't here no way, right?
She's not in town, so... If she was in town, I would have made time to run around and be going shop to shop and all that stuff here, but I didn't have to. I had a whole nother day.
Well, that worked in your favor on time, at least for the sales. I never think about the fact that shit do be on sale like the day after a holiday.
But hey, these retail stores realizing the day after is side piece day, so we're going to keep this stuff out for you. some stuff is marked down, but all of it ain't marked down.
Shit. I mean, do you think if somebody wait to get you something, well, not wait to get you something, but like if you do something and it's not the day of, then it's like sad piece shit.
Yeah, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Hey, in a sense, you got to think about it. If you couldn't get with me on the day of.
What if they don't work?
What y'all talking about?
Hey, it's National Side Piece Day.
Oh, hell, boy.
He here, Lanny.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, she was just saying, Jordan, so if you get with the person the next day, she's saying, hey, they're supposed to be side, you know, that's considered a side piece, but they had to work on the day of.
Man.
I'm saying, but if you had to work on the day of, I get it, okay.
But now, you know what? Valentine's Day on the same day every year, people know how to put that PTO in for sure.
Right.
So you mean tell me the jobs are going to let everybody call off because of Valentine's Day?
I mean, everybody ain't in relationships.
Right. Hey, the people that ain't in relationship, they need to be at work.
So what is Valentine's Day be? What's it for? Who is it for?
For the women. But that don't mean you can't show your man love, but it's for the
women. Hey, you gotta look that shit up. I promise you. I looked it up.
I ain't got no man no gift though, Valentine's Day.
That's crazy.
Hey, Joy, when I looked it up, it ain't got nothing to do with no damn gifts. I tell you that though.
What it got to do with, D? It's
a person. It's like a person birthday or some shit, man. His name was Valentine. You had to look it up. Google it.
We talked about this on another show, but I told y'all I don't be into the holiday.
But hey, it goes bring me to a point. I was listening to a show, man, and this dude's wife wanted him to buy his daughter something for Valentine's Day. And he was like, hell no, I'm not believing that shit. So the wife was more like, hey, look, you need to show your daughter how a man treats a woman. He said, shit, why would I got that teach my daughter a lie? But I think me and you talked about this, Jordan. But I feel both ways, you know what I'm saying? I feel dude, okay, hey, look, I don't believe in this holiday. Why tell my daughter this? But on the flip side, I think if you do something to her, then she'll know how a man should really treat her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thought I was having no Wi-Fi energies coming back. I think that dads should buy their daughter something for Valentine's Day, because it's not just for, like, I think Valentine's Day as a whole is just a symbol of love. Like, and I was joking earlier when I said, like, I wouldn't buy a man nothing for Valentine's Day. I wouldn't go all out, but I don't think there's nothing wrong with maybe just getting a card. You know, if y'all both, he take you out to dinner, you can bring a little card or whatever you feel from your heart. I mean, that's to each his own, however you feeling. But y'all got Sweetest Day if people celebrate that. So that's kind of like the guy's day, but I do think dads should just be, you know, do that symbol of love also. It just make girls feel special. They get something at school, they get something, you know, at the after school program. So I don't see nothing wrong with dad doing something.
See, every day is Valentine's Day for me. You know what I'm saying? I do just because, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's an everyday thing. I'm going to show you that I love you 365 days of the year. it don't take one day out of the year for me to show you that I love you.
It don't take one day out of the year, but this is one day that you get the, not saying that you don't celebrate it like out loud, but like you get to dress up. It's a reason, you know, girls love a reason to do something. We love a reason to get our hair done and get dialed up. Every day we're not doing that, you know what I'm saying? So that goes into account and stuff like that. Or, you know, you may go out to dinner every once in a while, but going to like a nice restaurant that you don't usually go to on a daily, you know, it's just all of those factors that make the day a little bit more special.
Me personally, I just think, man, Valentine's Day is an easier day to get sex. You know what I'm saying? I bring you some flowers, you're going to drop them drawers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you thought about it.
Like, man. You know it's guaranteed on that day, huh?
Hey.
Guaranteed. What's up, Jordan?
Tell y'all what. Man, I ain't really messing with the whole Valentine's Day. I don't really believe in the whole, like, I gotta, you know what I'm saying, do it because everybody doing it. That right. Just, I don't believe in that, number one. Number two, man, all these holidays really got some bread, bro. That's it.
Yeah, but think about it, though, Jordan. Check this out, though. You don't believe in a holiday, but your lady at work, and just the gentleman that you work with, be like, hey, I noticed you ain't getting no flowers or anything. Have a Valentine's Day. He go tell the bear some flowers. Do you get upset about that?
I mean, probably so.
What you mad about? You ain't got them now.
Hey, what you need them for?
Boy, you hell, boy.
What have been needing them for? Just to have? Just to feel good? Because ain't like, bro, ain't like I'm gonna buy my old lady flowers, so
somebody just to make them feel good though.
Cause why are we so pleasure nature that we always gotta feel good?
I mean, who don't wanna feel good? What the fuck? Come on now.
Hey bro, sometimes
who don't wanna feel special? I mean,
sometimes life don't feel good, sometimes hard work, sometimes all of that.
Yeah, but that's the one day you got 365 to get ready for that day to make sure life is good that day for her. I mean, life is good every day.
Ain't no way. But listen, y'all say the same shit about Christmas, Mother's Day, New Year's, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Ain't no get prepared for that one day all year. This the thing I'm saying.
I'm saying, like, as far as, like, it's not that... I'm not saying get prepared, like, be buying stuff all year, but you know the day is coming, so it ain't like this is something that you have to hurry up and jump up and do because you didn't know that it was coming, or it's going to be a burden to you, so I just don't understand.
I mean, to me, I don't celebrate it. I don't really be into the whole holiday situation. Like, if I want to buy my lady something, then I'll buy my lady something, but for me to need a day to do it, that ain't necessary.
But I'm saying, do you think it make your woman feel less love, or because she see other people getting the gifts and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to interview you or nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
If she do, she crazy.
So are you saying that you don't buy anything on Valentine's Day?
No, man. I ain't buying nothing for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay, bro.
No, I'm good to people year-round. I'm good to my old lady, especially year-round, so... What I look like spazzing because everybody else said
nobody said you had to spaz though. That's what I'm saying. I think you like taking out of nobody said you have to be over the top. If every day is Valentine's Day, or you do your part 365. What's wrong with on this day maybe doing just a little something out the norm that you do out of the 365 and maybe flowers today instead of whatever else you do?
But that's what I'm saying. But like, I come home with flowers on a random.
So do it. What's the problem with doing it that day? You gonna purposely not do it that day because it's Valentine's Day? That's weird.
I mean, look, I don't be getting into the whole hype situation. I'm not running to the store to buy everything
Valentine's. I didn't say you making it about that. I'm just, if you do this all the time, it's not out your norm. So what's wrong with doing it on that day?
I just really don't believe in it.
I think you like trying to not do it on that day just to stand on. You don't do it on that day because.
Hey, I stand on Christmas too, but I stand on all that biz. I don't believe in these fake ass holidays, bro. I'm good.
Okay. So on this holiday, Jordan, so since it's an ass-giving holiday, you don't accept ass on this day either?
I mean, of course he does.
If somebody gonna throw it, then yeah, but if not, then no.
What you hell, man?
Sure, she ain't mean, but look, to me, if a bitch gonna love me any less because they don't get something for Valentine's Day, that's crazy to me, bro. That like disqualifying one of your friends because they didn't get you something for your birthday.
But I just think that it's a little crazy to like on the one day, not to do something just because you're proving a point.
But what I'm saying to you is, if I'm doing stuff frequently and shit like that, the holiday I may do it, I probably won't. Maybe I will, but I probably won't. But the goal is, bro, if you in a situation with people, you should be able to make them feel good all the time. Because if you could do that, then they're not finna sweat when you're not doing it. Whether it's a holiday or not.
I feel you on that, Jordan. I feel you. But shit, you know.
But you know, boy, you know, everybody get in trouble. Big Valentine's Day pop off. We ain't got no gift. I get it. Not me.
He said not me.
I guess.
I feel you, though. But, hey, what is something that one of the worst gifts you ever got for Valentine's Day in the Kiwi? Since the other three girls, the other two girls are off tonight. So, what is your worst?
Shit, nothing. Not getting shit. I don't know. Mm. I'm using
it. Did that bother you?
Yeah.
Why?
If I'm dealing with somebody, you obviously know me, so you know, like, what I expect or what I would want. Now, if that's not something you're into, I'm going to tell y'all back, like, I'm into it, so... I don't feel like what you do, a gesture, anything goes my way. But I think anything I get, I'm usually appreciative of. A card, a couple dollars, flowers, chocolate, a balloon. I mean, something.
But what if I just met you February 1st? Do I still got to get you something?
Yeah, because you obviously trying to pursue me.
Do it make you feel less than if you don't get something?
It made me feel like you don't care about what I want.
You ain't never told me you wanted this. It's just a day. This is something that you think I deserve.
I'm already hinting about it. And if the day come around and I feel like maybe that's what you're thinking, like I don't care about it, I'm going to let you know that day that I care.
That's crazy.
So what if we, at the first beginning of our relationship, the first 90 days, I don't told you, hey, look, you know, I don't fuck with these holidays. And you still choose to be with me because I'm laying it down. And the holidays come around, you shouldn't show me attitude, right or wrong?
No, because, well, I can only speak for me. For me, if you say that you're not into these holidays, you already going to know that I'm into it because I'm going to be, like, wondering why I'm going to be asking questions, telling you how I feel. So at that point, I'm going to be letting you know what I expect. And if you choose not to do that, it's like, is you really into me or is it really that big of a deal? Like, if it's February 14th, and I'm just saying, like, you know, something, some flowers, like I said, a chocolate card, candy, something, if that's going out your way too much, then I don't think that we'll be right for each other.
So if I bought it to you on the 12th, do I still got to bring it to you on the 14th?
Why would you do that, D? Hey,
because I'm a question.
I'm an everyday loving person.
Why would you bring it to somebody on the 12th?
I got a question. Would you be more mad than somebody did those things only on those days, or if they didn't do them at all?
There you go.
Nobody that don't do them at all. That's what I'm saying. You just need to know your partner. I like.
So I'm saying, like, what if you with a person and they do it like all like often?
I still want to
know.
Yes, I feel like.
You what?
As a woman, I feel like if you do those things often. And you pick the one day that's like the universal day to show love, not to do it. It's like, why? So at that point, it's like, I feel like you're trying to prove a point with me or be like, you know.
But who said this was the day? Who picked this day as being the day that
I'm just, big ass show? It's a Hallmark holiday. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm eating chicken right now, but you get the point.
Tearing that chicken up, ain't it, bitch?
Tearing it up. All
right. Hey. Listen, yeah, fellas, don't be going for all that goofy Valentine's Day shit.
All right.
Don't do it.
Don't let Jordan fool y'all.
Hey, but
he's going to put y'all in a bad situation. Don't listen to him.
Man, the fellas, you're going to get the same box you got 2 days ago.
They fuck around, don't get no box.
They're going to get the same box she got 36 hours ago.
The box ain't changed.
And he $500 more broke.
They gonna get them men with no box.
Listen to you. I been saying
coochie ain't no gift for Valentine's Day. Hey, damn sure ain't, though. Hey, one girl did a dude like that for his birthday. He said pussy ain't no damn gift.
Come on, now.
I want a real gift.
Come on, man. I put it on you in the kitchen. That ain't special, bitch.
Hell no.
What you mean that ain't special? Hell no. Bro, I'm telling you, nah, that's crazy, bro. The expectation for people to perform like during the holidays is insane, bro. I was just talking to another gentleman. I met a black store owner when I was out here in Fayetteville, and we was literally talking about how people spend all their bread on clothes, shoes, jewelry, cell phones, and don't got no money.
Right. But look good as fuck.
Don't
look
got
like it. You got money.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm just saying, like, just opening that whole door to spending money, because a lot of people ain't got it, man. A lot, they just ain't got it. Shoot.
But like I said, Valentine's Day, the same day every year.
You saying the big got to save up?
No, even the man that don't have it will at least bring his girl a rose.
Something. Man. That's all I'm saying. Women be appreciative for the smallest thing just to be considered and thought about. But to not be considered and thought about on a day. And I know it's like, okay, you let other people around you dictate what you want, but it's not really about that. A lot of people grow up celebrating. So just because I meet a guy that don't celebrate, it's like, damn, I got to stop celebrating Valentine's Day. My mama or my daddy got me a gift every year. All my boyfriends got me a gift. I meet you. I look forward to Valentine's Day and I can't celebrate it. Or you don't want to celebrate it.
You going to remember me, bitch. That was the one who didn't like Valentine's Day.
But you had that option the first 98. In that first 90 days, when you test not this car, when you got there, I'm trying to see do you want to buy this.
But the same thing you saying, D, is the same thing I'm saying. You already know what your shorty gonna expect in them same first 90 days. So it's like, shit, at that point, y'all should have came to an agreement or shit. Y'all need not to be fucking with you.
But you know what happened to Keith? What happened is, in them first 90 days,
they started fucking.
I don't gave you that goddamn wool. You don't gave me that pussy, and it's like shit. Okay, I'm gonna check
all your beliefs done went out the window.
No, they ain't that your beliefs going out the window. You like shit. I'm gonna keep fucking until that day come. And if she got that,
that's crazy.
If she tripped that I don't get a gift, it is what it is. You know
that bitch said I'm cutting hoes loose on Christmas Eve, right before Valentine's Day. And right before
I was talking to a nigga, and I think one year he started arguing with me before Valentine's Day on purpose.
That's funny, man.
That's a smart nigga. I'm sorry. I was
shit as fuck. And he kept doing shit to trigger me to make me say fucked up shit to him so he could do it. Like, look how you treating me. Look how you talking to me. You ungrateful. I ain't doing shit else for you. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you want to pick today? Okay, bitch.
He ain't had the money nowhere. That would have worked.
Right.
And bitch said she want all this shit, but I got $12.34 to my name.
Goofy ass.
Oh, this bitch talking about going out. Okay. Let me piss this bitch. I'm going nowhere.
The nigga wasn't even a broke nigga either. That nigga had the money. That nigga had the dollars. He just...
That's how I go. They be saving it, man.
But... That wasn't like our first Valentine's Day spent together or whatever like that. That was probably like the third, but I think I really did do something to piss him off and was like, damn.
So if a nigga get you a gift, don't he deserve to get the box?
Oh shit, man.
Oh, you quiet. You don't you gotta represent the ladies tonight. Hey, you went clean you out, boy, when I said that shit, boy. I have left the building.
This is she has left the chat, my boy.
But hey, but come on now, Joy. What you think, bro? I'm saying if I don't have invested in you, I don't spend $200-$300 that I could have.
What, $200-$300 is steep. Well, how long I done known a bit?
Yeah, y'all done been together, dog, for a year. And you don't went out there and spent $200-$300. So she's black, people. Hey,
back.
The question once again right here, what we asked, you're the only female on the show tonight. So if a dude go out here and do all this Valentine lovey-dovey shit, is he guaranteed to get the box?
Shit, yeah, you getting a box of if I'm expecting something from you, I'm fucking with you already.
Shit. What?
Wait, so you can't the dude that you just meet on Valentine's Day, he ain't getting no box.
Met on Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. Let's say you ain't got no gift, dude. Get your gift out the blue. Ooh, I've been eyeing you for a minute. Boom, now I got your gift.
Wait a minute.
We just met on the 12th. And I got you some shit on Valentine's Day.
No, you buy me something don't determine the box totally, like in essence, like it just shit. How you just gonna pop up with me a gift and think I'm supposed to fuck you? How that go? Thank you for the gift, maybe tomorrow.
Hell no. So yeah, Nick can't even spend the night, Joy.
Man.
That's weird as fuck. How the fuck we gonna meet on 12? That ain't weird, but like shit. If it wasn't finna go down, it wasn't finna go down.
But you just said if I met you on the 12th, I still need to bring a gift. So why
can't because you're still pursuing me.
But why can I not expect that ass when I come meet to bring you that gift?
Because this is not Little Caesars, it's not hot and ready.
Damn. so that's crazy. It's interesting to see how shorties be thinking, bro, but that is kind of funny, man. Because
the average dude, man, real talk, once he go spend his bread on you and spend his time on you with Valentine's Day, he expect to get some. I bet he gets some on the 15th when he gonna spend time with the goddamn side shit. Mm.
That's what shorty for.
Hey, but I got a question though. So, if he don't get you nothing at all, is he disqualified?
If I already been fucking with you?
Nah, if you just met him.
If I met you on the 12th, I just met you on the 12th. Nah, I still feel like you should get some.
That's crazy. So if he don't get you nothing, you're not messing with him.
Because you just don't like me for real.
So what if he don't get it on the 14th? He waiting to the half price. Is that a problem?
You got me fucked up.
That bitch said everything must go. It's 50% off.
I'm the type of motherfucker, if I'm fucking with him and the day go and I let the day go by for him and you ain't tell me like happy Valentine's Day or you ain't say woo-to-woo, we got plans. Or shit, I'm gonna see you later. Okay, what's going on? So then I'm gonna have to say something.
See, I'm gonna hit you with a good morning. Shit, I do good morning every day. Let's satisfy you.
I'm be like, good morning. They say good morning. I say good morning. How your day going? It's going good today, Valentine's Day.
You gotta let a motherfucker know today, Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like. Niggas already know. Niggas should know. Hmm. Yeah, that's just like courting a female, though. Like, if you fuck with me, you trying to talk to me anyway, why wouldn't you give me flowers on Valentine's Day, whether I'm fucking you or not?
So, hey, we all on here right now got kids. So, your kids are the dating age. Joy, we got to put your kids there because they're not there yet. But y'all kids are at a dating age. And a dude tell your girl, hey, I ain't with that Valentine's Day shit. Hey. It's another day. You ain't getting shit. How would you react?
How you feel about that? I'll be like, how you feel about that, baby? You want something for Valentine's Day? Yeah. Okay, you need to let that man know what you expect and what you want. And if he feel like that, if that's a non-negotiable for you, then hey, if you cool with that, not getting nothing on, and that ain't a big deal to you, then talk to your guy. That's up to them, but they at the dating age.
I got a question, man.
Go ahead, Joe. How you react?
If somebody don't give my daughter something for Valentine's Day, I'm going to tell her to grow the fuck up, man. Like, come on now. If you like this person and they ain't get you no Valentine's Day gift because whether they just don't celebrate or they didn't have it, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be.
That's different, though. Like, if you don't got it, like, say,
But that don't mean that they don't love you any less, bro. Like,
I'm not saying that, but I feel like somebody that loves you also is willing to do things that they don't necessarily care to do to please you sometimes. Just because that's not something that you really like to do, that you all into, what fault is it going the extra mile to make somebody happy? Like, is it really going to break your pockets? Is it going to break how you think, how you feel, your self-esteem, like to go buy some fucking flowers or a rose?
You don't want to let a bitch get too comfortable.
Yeah, see you fucking on. That's why I said, y'all don't take advice from Jordan because he fucking around.
Hey, listen, No cap though. The crazy thing about it is, it's certain expectations that you're gonna put on certain dudes, certain expectations you're not. So think about like if it's a couple or whatever, is the dude supposed to get his side chick something from Valentine's Day? And if he don't, do she get mad at you? Just a side chick.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed the question. Say it again.
So like dudes or even for the ladies, do you get your side person, your side chick something for Valentine's Day?
Hell yeah, I'm a good one. If that's my side nigga, you got a little something coming.
That's crazy.
What?
That's crazy.
So my thing is, so you fucking the main dude and the side dude. You fucking on the 14th and the 15th.
If they and already
on the 13th,
you already fucking both of them anyway. Why are we getting technical?
Because this is the thing, bro. Like Why do it matter if I get you something or if I don't? You got a nigga that's supposed to get you something, ain't it? Like, what the fuck?
You got a whole dude. Come on.
If you decide dude, then they got somebody, but so you ain't what you decide. You supposed to be the backup. So what's going on? That's what the side is for.
Damn. So you still a spectator.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. This is good insight.
Damn. I didn't know y'all still expected
that. And if I was fucking with somebody on side, I struck something. I mean, shit. I mean, you gotta know your place. Like, a motherfucker probably not finna take you out, be with you on Valentine's Day, but shit. Send something through. I don't know.
Hey, what's that meme, D? I'm leaving here with something. I'm leaving here with something.
Send something through. Figure it out. I don't know.
Hey, that's funny, man.
A genie in a bottle.
So, man, that's kind of funny. I ain't going to lie. This has been real interesting to understand about the whole holiday situation because, like, I feel like we real entitled over here. You know, we get everything we want. We go spend money we want. Black Friday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Like, every opportunity we get, we spending some bread on something. And I just be like, nah, I could spend bread on something more useful, productive.
Whatever you spend money on, you spending money on something that you want to spend money on. You spending your money at your leisure on what makes you happy, what makes you feel good. If this is your lady, why? I don't understand, like, what's the big deal of standing on this how you feel shit on this one day?
I mean, hear me out now. And y'all know this, but I bought tickets to the All-Star Weekend shit, bro. I spent $500 just on the tickets.
That's giving Valentine's Day, though. That's like y'all going out for the weekend. Like you.
And then I'm going to do dinner. Right now, then I'm going to do Airbnbs. Then I'm going to drive that. Like, it's just like.
But that's the whole value.
You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, technically, in this situation, you are away right now anyway. So, it's like, you said, if somebody be like, all right, boom, we got All-Star, you know, I'm thinking that's the gift. Like, shit. Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't just not, you ain't gonna say shit. Happy Valentine's Day. What you planning on doing? What you ain't planning on doing? Like, unless you trying to surprise a motherfucker.
What?
Nah, I really didn't say nothing up for Valentine's Day, bro.
It just happened to happen.
It just happened to fall on, like, All-Star Weekend type
of thing. I mean, but it don't matter for you because you don't do it no way. So that's not something that's expected if you don't do it.
Yeah, you right. But what I'm saying to you is, like, for me to do all of that the day before and then a bit to give me shit about not doing it on the 14th,
should nobody be giving you shit about not doing it on the 14th because those are obviously activities that can be done on the 14th. But I'm saying you've done all that, so if somebody doing something like that, they're going to tell you in advance so that you could be prepared. I will already be thinking as a stable person with a mind, you know, like, okay, that's the vibes, it's the Valentine's Day vibes, you know. I'm not even finna be like, but you ain't give me nothing on there. I'm like, all right, shit, he's setting shit up. Like, that's what's up. It's, you know, you could do shit on Valentine's Day weekend. I'm not saying you gotta have your shit on the 14th because I didn't have Valentine's Day where I had to work and somebody else had to work. We can't see each other at all that day. But at least, you know what, baby, happy Valentine's Day. Can't wait to see you this weekend.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead, bro.
So, like, and I forgot what it was that
fast. Probably shouldn't. Probably don't you need to ask it.
I was on the tip of my tongue. I was thinking about it. So, like, for the whole Valentine's Day, do y'all think that if you get flu out on Valentine's Day, you gotta get up? I know how people feel about getting flu out. You know what I'm saying? On the regular.
I think we talked about this one time on the show. It has to happen to a young lady, but
it's Valentine's Day. So you,
if I flew you out on Valentine's Day and you knew it was Valentine's Day, you knew what the fuck I wanted. You knew why I flew the fuck out here. You know what I'm saying?
If I get flew out on Valentine's Day, I'm already expecting like.
Right. Keep it real. You already knew. Because I could have flew you out here any goddamn time, but I flew you out here on Valentine's Day.
So if you fly out on Mother's Day, that means you're trying to turn into a mom?
No, hey, I'm saying, if I fly you out on Valentine's Day, you don't need to pack no drawers.
Devin said that he ain't got to pack no drawers.
So, boy, it's going down. It's going down, goddamn.
We got D-Take on it. He said, shit.
If you ain't flying Frontier, the average ticket for the run me got down, the round trip on you, for the least run me 300. And that's if I plan.
Yeah.
That's if I plan. You know? You're right. So now I don't spend 300 on you. Now I'm finna spend dinner on you. Now you got a nice ass place to stay. I'm finna lay it out. You use my electricity, my water, and all that shit. Come on now. And I can't get no ass. Come on.
I mean, I think
that's the least you can do.
I'm not trying to fly out to see no nigga that I'm not willing to have sex with. Like, that's really a waste of my time. Like,
tell them.
That's my honest opinion. Like, if I would turn down the trip, because right. You can always have fun without sex, but if I'm finna go to a different state. Continent. With somebody, what the fuck am I going for? We're not finna have a good time. Like,
I'm finna spend $1,000 on you. Come on.
Why do I even want to be around you all that time, that long in a hotel room if I'm uncomfortable being intimate with you? I mean, that don't make no sense to me. Yeah. That's just me though.
I just thought I'd ask. Cause you know, if you get flued out on a regular day, it's just 50-50. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, on a regular day it's okay. Look,
I feel the same thing about a regular day. I'm not even gonna cap with y'all. I'm not trying to get flued out nowhere with no nigga that I don't plan on getting it cracking with. That's just me.
Damn, but hey, y'all ladies hear that shit. If a motherfucker send you an airline ticket, hey, keep them drawers in your book bag.
That big head,
boy. It's going down, goddamn! It's going down.
Hey, listen, I hear that, man. I just wanted to get y'all take on to see what's what, cause you know, nowadays people be getting flued out, and y'all seen the videos of people be getting flued out, and they be sitting on different beds, like they got a double bed in the hotel room, and one of them be sitting on either.
Dumb as fuck. I'm gonna be so irritated. Like, if I ain't trying to go nowhere with nobody I can't really turn up with. Like, and I'm like talking about T to the max. Like, we live here on the beach with it. Like, let's do it.
Come on. Now, but hey, on another question there. You in the same city? So it's goddamn. You called me. It's late night, and you show up at my house at 1 o'clock in the morning. Come on. Should I expect or not expect?
Wait, hold up. You said they call you in 1 a.m. No,
we're in the same city. Hey, look, it's like goddamn 12:30, 1 o'clock. You call me. Hey, look, what you doing? I'm saying, shit. I'm just laying down, just chilling. I'm gonna come through.
I mean, who we talking about? This like a girl you kicking it with? It's just your friend.
But my thing is, as a man, when you said you coming through, I'm thinking, shit. Okay, shit. Let me get ready. She's trying to fuck something.
Yeah, anything past 6 p.m. is really questionable hours to be hitting my land.
6 p.m.? God damn. It's tripping this motherfucker. 6 p.m. is early as fuck. The kids is barely out of after school. Like, basketball practice is barely over.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn, Joy.
It's tricked in this motherfucker. Okay.
Motherfucker look like it's 5:59 now. We can't stop by Joy.
I think it depends on the person though. Like, I done had like pulled up, probably especially when I used to smoke, I done pulled up like all my homeboys or my friends, whatever like that, because I'm already out or some shit. You know, not to the, well, I guess the crib is different. I'm about to say, not really to the crib, but even if I did, I don't think that mean that.
What?
I don't think that mean that. Like, I don't think that pulling up to somebody's crib at 1 a.m. means like I'm trying to have sex.
Well, what does it mean? What you doing over there?
Like, shit.
So you mean tell me you woke up at 1 in the morning to go play dominoes?
Not woke up. But I'm saying, like, if you were already up, so I'm just saying, like, if it's just dinner. Y'all two, that is kind of questionable. Two people, that's questionable. Like, if ain't nothing already traveling. Going on, I don't know.
If you got me traveling at that time of the morning, shit is something. Come on now.
Shit, you got man. Yourself traveling.
No, see, if you call me, say you want me to come through, hey, in my mind, I'm thinking, shit, I think you want to get your bike beat up.
All
right. What else I'm supposed to think? Now we looking at each other real stupid.
Because if I'm in the bed already, what the fuck I got to drive across town to get into your bed? Come on.
No, see, okay, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's like pulling up, like, hey, you want to smoke this blunt real quick? You up? Like, you up? Nah, line up. I'm in bed. All right, go ahead and go sleep.
Hey.
That's how you know. If you tell somebody, I don't sleep, I'm laying down. Oh, you know, motherfuckers used to love this. Can I come lay with you? Like, no.
Oh, yeah. Big used to add, oh, let me come take a shower with you.
What you doing? Laying down, oh, without me? What you doing? Finna take a shower? Oh, without me?
Nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I for a long time, bro, I used to have to, like, work myself up to sharing the shower. No, I really don't. I like that personal time to myself a little bit.
I'm taking showers with people, but I don't really got to, because if the shower not big enough, it's like you gotta walk around each other. And then,
yeah, put your leg over here.
Like,
yeah. Nah, let me just scoop past
like,
you.
Like, let me get some water. Like,
yeah, make it smashed in the shower. Shit.
All right, man. All right, man. Hey, how y'all feel about Chrisean face tattoo or blue face? I know that everybody tired of talking about her, but like, what y'all think, man?
I feel like that baby is confused and misguided.
No comment.
That's crazy.
Baby is confused. I feel like she just a little confused. Some people like. Be so in love so deep and have such lack of love for their self that they'll do anything and follow what anybody tell them to do, you know, and just kind of like easily manipulate it. I don't really think the girl's stupid or nothing, but I think she lacking some type of love and he feels some type of void for her. And it's got a fucking crazy ass hold on.
That's her baby daddy. That's her man.
But before that was her baby daddy, she already had like three pictures of him on her body. She got a picture of him on her neck.
That's what I mean.
Like on her back somewhere. His name is on her like fucking 15 times, literally. Legs, wrist, thighs, neck.
And then you think you finna set it out.
Then you put another picture. You got a picture of him on your throat. Now you finna put another picture of him on your face. Like, well, somebody gotta look at you at. Like, you can't even get over this nigga when you think you ready to heal, because every time you look in the mirror, it's gonna be a constant lie. Now how you gonna get a cover up of somebody's face on your face?
And think about when she done with this motherfucker shit. Now nigga got to shoot on this nigga face and shit. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, but she would never settle down with nobody else, because as a man, I'm not finna goddamn even take you serious at all, knowing you got another nigga out of the tech.
Come on now. So I don't even want no shorty.
Don't nobody even want to look at that. Like, I can't even look at you on your face. I'm looking at blue.
But this is the thing. I wouldn't even want to be with a shorty that bonded to another man. Like, what I look like, bitch?
Like, that's dangerous.
What I look like?
Ain't no way in the hell, bro.
Ain't no way, bro. Because at the end of the day, that if that shorty love that man how she say she is, she probably ain't never going to be able to love
nobody. She ain't going to never be able to love you like you want her to love you. So the anytime that nigga call and say, hey, come give it to me, she finna leave the house.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You ain't got no control of that bra right now. I'm saying, if you come on, no, nah, I'm never gonna be in a relationship with a woman that still love another nigga, because she ain't gonna never give me her all. I never have it, because this nigga pick up the phone and call you, it's fuck whatever we got going on, because you still attached to this nigga.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's true.
Hey, it's a song. I can't remember the name of it, but I was just, it was just playing back in my head. It was like, you said, like, you was going to love me like nobody else. But you keep on cheating me the way you do. I can't remember the name of the song.
Is it an old song?
It's an old song.
You know it got to be. You know what it is.
Yeah, y'all know I don't listen to that young shit no more. I can't.
Hey, but is it true that L. Kelly getting up?
I ain't hear that, D.
I'm let her country ass out of jail, boy.
Hey, it must be. Hey, it must be somewhere in the blog I read wrong, dog. But
it might be April 1st or something like that.
I'm like Calvin. I ain't been on social media that much.
Shit. But man, hey, but our other two co-hosts on this show, man, they doing that Valentine's Day thing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
They booed up like Element.
They booed up. You know, one cooking steak dinners and one getting steak dinners fed to them. So you know, y'all forgot which one is which.
Oh God,
man, look, I ain't knocking Valentine's Day. I just not me. Or Black Friday, or Christmas, or anything else, really. I ain't gonna lie to you.
With the Valentine's Day, man, I ain't knocking it, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, I show my girl 365 days a year. This year, it's gonna be 366 days. But how much I love her every day, you know what I'm saying? It don't take one day to show me how.
I definitely agree. It don't just take one day.
Because now, hey, the same fucking roses they charging you $50 for. Them same roses I got.
Boy, exactly.
Come on. It's the same. They still gonna die in 7 days.
Man, do you talk about that shit, but you just was at the store buying shit for Valentine's Day.
I was. Hey, I had to catch it. I'm gonna go tomorrow and see did they go out again. I'm
gonna be getting flowers all week and shit.
I'm bullshit. But hey, no, we'll talk though. I'm saying I get some for it every year. And another thing, is money a gift?
Hell
is,
yeah.
Is sex a gift?
Hell no.
Not a fucking gift. Not something. If now I'm putting like this though. If it's some sex I ain't got before, okay, you gave me.
I've been saying if it's your friend, but if it ain't your friend, no.
But if it's some box I got last week, it's the same box. It just don't do that. There ain't no gift. Come on now.
I am dead.
Hey, he's not wrong though. It's not a gift.
Money is indeed a gift. It's not as thoughtful, but whatever.
I think money is the... Hey, look, I ain't had time to go really get your shit.
Money.
I really wasn't finna get your shit.
It is what it is, but like I said, shit, motherfuckers got to send something through, put it in the motherfucking four box or something. Put Happy Valentine's Day in the four box when you send that cash out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, boy.
Shit.
What I finna say? Let me get you number. I see you upset about this, so let me give you something.
Do what you gotta do.
But it's how you do it, though. I still don't want it. If you came to me like that.
Yeah, if you saying it like that, like, you could think that in your head. Who gives a fuck? Send the funds.
But you said that shit out loud. Shit.
They don't care either way.
Get your money back.
Bitch don't care either way, but I'm telling you. Closed mouth don't be getting fed. Even open mouth don't be getting fed sometimes. Hey, for real, boy.
No, crazy. Hey. So y'all going to All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
It's still up and down for me, man. But Jordan, he will be there, guys. He better on the street. Indy.
Man, I don't even know if I'm going to have time to add no questions or nothing like that. I fly back Saturday. Soon as I touch down, I'm hit the house for 20 minutes. Boom, back on the road to nap.
Damn, it's crazy. Hey,
you can live a hell of a life.
Speaking of nap, you know Michael, what his name? Mike Epps is from.
Mike Epps, yeah.
Hey, what's going on with this Shay thing, man?
Man, boy,
look. Shannon Sharp got into a little tougher.
My boy say he looked like motherfucking goddamn mother or sister.
That shit was funny. I mean, Shannon, that shit was a little funny, Shannon. Come on.
Shannon, you got to give it to him, dog.
Hey.
But, hey, you picture that shit, but, hey, boy, look at him. Mother of twins.
And then the way he talk, like, the way he do his lip when he talk is like an old lady, like, Yeah, that was funny though. But I just think, I think Mike Epps was low key trolling. He just wanted to get Shannon Sharp attention because he did DM Shannon Sharp trying to get on the show one time, and he even said with Cat Williams in, like, damn, why didn't he say shit about me so I can get his little camera time? He was like jokingly saying it, but he probably really meant that shit. So, but I, when Shay Shay came, he said, "What grown man named Shay Shay?" I was dead. Mike Epps.
Hey, he said, "It's show tag yourself, Shay Shay."
What grown man you know call themselves Shay Shay?
Mike, yeah, that's kind of suspicious now.
I fuck with you, Mike. Hey, but shit. Hey, Shay, man. Hey, Shannon, if you want to prove yourself, man, come on the show, bro. Hey, tell us about it.
Shit, they already had a sit down. Now they made up. They posted a picture, you know, hugging, holding arms, looking like they having an arm wrestle.
Power.
Huh?
I said not holding arms.
Hey, did y'all see that shit when Shannon say, say my name.
That motherfucker said, "I'm gonna pull up on you, and we gonna, and I'm gonna show you." I was, and Mike Epps go, Shannon Sharp was talking about pulling up. I said, "Not Shay Shay pulling up."
Pulling up.
Mike Epps said, "I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna see you at the All Star. You gonna see me? I'm gonna see you. We gonna be in my hometown. But I'm gonna tell you right now, this nigga funny as fuck. He said, "I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't do no fighting. I do blank, 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 blank. The other resort is after fighting, that's what I do. Blank, 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 blank." And I said, that nigga definitely from Indiana.
That nigga funny as fuck though, boy. Hey, but shit. Hey, now we know Modell got a sister. That should be goddamn another Tyler Perry movie.
But you stupid, man.
Short.
But ain't nobody finna fight Shannon Sharp. That nigga swole as fuck. He probably so fucking strong, dog.
Hey, hold on. I've seen some big niggas get knocked the fuck out. All
right, well.
Come on.
But I'm just saying, just off of strength alone, he probably could grab Mike Epps' ass up by the neck and hold him in the air. I'm just saying.
I don't think, like Mike said, you ain't even gonna get that close to me.
He ain't crazy, right? Mike ain't crazy. Blank, 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 blank. They made up now, though. I'm glad them brothers put their beef aside.
I'm glad so, too, man.
That was just fun to tell.
Because the weekend was coming up quick. You know what I'm saying? I was coming, but.
Jordan, hey, why you laughing?
Because I'm just thinking, like, that bitch said he looked like my dear sister. I'm just, like, it didn't dawn on me till I really had the picture, like, Tyler Perry in a whole wig. And I'm like. I'm like, but my guess here for that, but
Mike, you funny as fuck, boy. Hey, boy.
They talked on the radio today, like, is Shannon Sharp becoming toxic for the culture? And I'm like, no, not really. I mean, celebrities been doing this shit. They just was doing it on broadcasting shows and stuff like that, or, you know, on the stage and stuff. People be just going over there trying to, you know, get their shit off, get some shit off their chest. Open platform, a safe space.
Yeah, you definitely right. I think it kind of becomes more of an issue like when you got people spreading false narratives. And the problem is you don't really know what's true and what's a lie and who did what and who did this. So like you got to just kind of take it for the face value that it's at.
Go ahead.
Nah, so I was just going to say, bro, a lot of these shows that people promoted where people come on and talk and stuff like that, it's like that's cool and all, but how do we know who lying, who telling the truth?
Well, that's why you give people an opportunity to come speak their truth. You know what I'm saying? And it's not for us as the people with the platform to judge. It's for us as the consumers to judge. So you know the audience, you know the world, let them put them together. We just here not, you know, we because we got a platform too, but you know, interviewers or whoever, we're just here to make sure that these people get heard in a light that makes sense. We're not here to put the pieces together. So I don't think that really falls on Shannon at all. I think that he creating a space where people can come, get their shit off, and then when you question them, when you interview them, you're going to have to make it make sense because he has excellent questions. I will say that Shannon Sharp has questions that's like on a journalist level. He does very good introductions. He does his homework. You could tell he's not just pulling stuff from the blogs. He's like really doing his homework when he's interviewing these people. But like Cat Williams had said, when he was on, he's like, why you come up here and you let such and such say that about me? And he was like, Well, I didn't know it wasn't true. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know whether it was true or not till you came on here. Now you saying your piece. So then we as the audience, we as the people that's looking in, we look, we see, we decide, we put the piece together, and still it's for nobody to say. That's why this Monique shit's still going on, because can't nobody say who's right or wrong, because both people...
What happened with Monique? I've been hearing about that too, but what's going on?
She went on Club Shay Shay, and of course she's still taking hits at Tyler Perry, at Oprah, for basically blackballing her from the industry, which they did.
Monique ain't did nothing since like Pressure.
Yeah, and that was the whole, that was the end of it, because
or like Beauty Shop or something like that.
Pressure came out after that. Yeah.
And she hasn't really done Precious, but like she did like a Christmas movie or something, but no big roles like that. And she said, like, you know, she had fulfilled her contract with Lee Daniels. She also had beef with Lee Daniels, but he has came out publicly and apologized to her, so they squashed it. But she had a contract with Lee Daniels to do Precious. Lee Daniels, you know, they did the show, they promoted it, it came out, it did great. Lee Daniels then sold the movie to like a foreign company or whatever, and Oprah and Tyler is still a part of it, but they want her to go promote now under this new contract that she's not, well, she don't have a contract with these people. She fulfilled her contract with Lee Daniels, she did her promotion, but now they want you to basically promote for free, and she said that she wasn't doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Put me in a different contract. Y'all need to pay me more money, because now y'all have sold it to somebody else. I fulfill my obligation. I don't have to go and promote just because y'all think that's the right thing to do if ain't no bread involved. I already fulfilled my, you know, contractual duties. So that's kind of where that had came from. She also has an actual audio. And Shannon Sharp, if you watched the interview, I don't know if any of y'all did, he was getting real tight, because it's like, he heard the audio. Monique was like, you heard the audio, right? You heard what he said. So she like, Shannon, looking at camera, asking why he say that. Shannon like, Monique, why you trying to get me to look? Now you gonna get me in trouble, Monique. She like, see, and that's the problem. We be worried about getting in trouble instead of speaking the truth. So that was just a little breakdown, but yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stand on that business. Yeah.
Shit. Hey, Shannon said he ain't trying to get blackballed. Shit.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I feel that, but let me tell you something. Everybody that owe me some money, I might start putting heads on these names or something like that. Like, you know what? Need my money back by the 11th. After that, it's up.
They say as long as people owe you money, you'll never get broke.
Fuck that shit.
If I'm already broke and a bit owe me money.
I'm dead.
That shit crazy.
I'm happy not to owe nobody no money at this point in my life. I mean,
you paid your dues for this month.
I knew you were saying this.
All right.
That's not
Oh, okay.
That's back pay.
Back pay is insanity, but I.
Oh, shit.
Man,
that is crazy.
You fucking crazy. Don't put me on blast about my motherfucking dudes. I just
told on the L.
I told
on
him,
the L.
I was going to give him $40 next Thursday when I got paid. And it is what it is.
We'll remember that payment arrangement. Don't worry, we're gonna get the rest of you podcast hosts too. Don't feel too bad. I'm gonna send them certified letters in the mail.
I'm gonna have to get on Kenyatta for leaving me on a Valentine's Day episode by myself with these two fools.
Kenyatta is it?
Hey, y'all in love.
I'm telling you.
You know that new love when you don't give a fuck about nothing else. You be like, not today.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to pop up an end and just be a third wheel for both
all of right. Come on now. Pull
like,
up.
Shit. Motherfuckers be like, shit, you know what? Not today. I'm like, matter of fact, I got to go home, feed my dog. Motherfuckers don't even be having no dogs. They trying to get home to their man.
Funny.
Like, you know what? Actually, I already ate. Like, you waiting to go out to eat with your man tonight. You ain't ate nothing. You starving. You trying to go out to dinner later.
Hey, listen. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm real proud of Kenyatta kind of changing some of her ways. And we don't talk about this enough because we be going extra hard on the show. But, you know, for all of the listeners that actually take something from our show and benefit and implement it in their lives and then change their life for the better, man, that's what we trying to do.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we out here for. We not trying to make your life no worse, just a little bit better day by day.
If it get worse because of me, please don't tell nobody I did it.
Hey, but did y'all check out the music that we put in the chat earlier?
I ain't seen it. I see y'all said something was hard. What y'all listening
man, to? Man, actually, the new guy that you gotta have now, guys, he's actually an artist also, and I got a chance to listen to some of his music today.
And oh, it, I didn't know that.
It's nice, man. Yeah, Kevin put me on it, man.
Oh, that's who y'all dropped in the chat? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hot head Ruger. That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
I don't know if he have a hot head or not, but I know that's the name of the song.
That's not the name of the song. That's his.
I mean, that's name of him or whatever you call it.
Oh my god!
I ain't finna go around and call no man hothead.
Listen, I ain't calling the man no hothead.
Well, just call him Ruger.
Ruger, there we go.
Y'all know. But yeah, I got a song on Apple too.
You got one too?
No, I'm just fucking with y'all.
Yeah, you funny.
Hey, but man, y'all gotta check that fella out, man. It is some good music, man. We're gonna give him some free advertisement, man. But it's some good music. It ain't no trash. You know, I listen to a lot of old school, but it's some new school music, and it didn't sound bad at all.
That's what's up. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure it's blessing. I want to ask y'all a question. I know this is kind of weird, but what y'all eat for dinner today?
Well, I had to take some meatballs out of the freezer and put them in the microwave. Dang. And got me some honey mustard and
dip. Amber, to hurry up and come home, cause this man is putting meatballs in the microwave.
Hey, I'm saying, hey, I was like, man, why cook a big meal or go out and buy anything? And shit, I'm really just eating, cause shit, I'm supposed to eat. I wouldn't want hungry, to be honest with you.
Cause I'm supposed to eat.
Shit, really, I've really been trying to catch up on some fucking sleep, to be honest with you.
Nah, I'm lost it. What you eat today, Jordan?
Oh, I don't know.
I had a cheeseburger for dinner and some fries from a food truck. Shout out to the truck stop down here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but they got me together. It's like a gas station that's a bar. It was an old gas station, but now it's a bar. And on top of that, they got food truck stalls. So food truck just pull in for a little bit, ooh, sell all their food till they sell out, and then the people could take a look outside and shop with the food trucks and come back in and buy more drinks. It's a dope business model. It's definitely something we need.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I might open one up.
Food truck.
So check it out. I'm trying to be a gajillionaire by next year, man. I'm trying to run that bag up.
Get that money so I can borrow some.
Listen, but I'm finna have so much paper, I'm not even gonna have a phone number. They're gonna be like, damn, y'all got Jordan's phone number? That bitch don't have no phone number, but you gotta email him.
Oh, you saying you gotta cut the access?
Yeah, no, I gotta cut people off. Cause why you wanna have my phone number just for me to say no all day? That what's wrong with
you? My thing is, if you weren't fucking with me beforehand, hey, don't fuck me now.
I already borrowed some money from him before.
If you weren't fucking with me before, don't even try. And if you was fucking with me before, you better get your shit together before you ain't get caught.
I had fried some chicken, y'all. Let me tell y'all, I didn't have no flour, right? So I was so pissed I was not going back to the store. But I had like some, like the fish fry that's kind of like flour that you get from the store. And I had just seasoned my chicken up and used it, and that shit came out fast hell, like the same, just like I would have used some flour. So all y'all moms out there, they need to improvise when y'all don't feel like running back out to the store. Y'all already got comfortable. Go ahead, use that fish fry. You know what I'm saying? A little cornstarch might help too.
She said, yeah, I did one thing off a bag of fish fry and some chicken.
I did my motherfucking angle. Okay? And we had jambalaya too. It was good.
Shit, jambalaya. I'm trying to get me a good gumbo.
Well, my mom makes the best gumbo. Like, seriously. She only make it one time a year around New Year's, and it's the best.
Hey, but, hey, listen. One thing about me is I didn't really need that cheeseburger. I should have ate something healthier.
You was not even eat a lot.
Well, from what I hear, that bit was fire.
But that bit was fire. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I did. Hey, I was on the phone with D. I said, D, I ain't finna double back to get no second cheeseburger. He was like, come on, dog, don't do it. I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's crazy. It must have been real.
He said, don't do it. I'm on the phone with D. How about, I said, you know what, D, about 15 minutes have passed, so I'm going to go and dump back, give me another cheese.
Yeah, yeah, it had to be five.
And I went back over that bin, the lady was like, I said, yeah, I think I'm going to give me another cheeseburger. The lady was like, oh, no, you're not, nah. I said, damn. She said, because we just sold our last one. I said, but look at God right there.
You ain't need it.
I said, look at the Lord right there. But he said, I told Jad I'm going to get one.
For all the listeners, I've been getting in the gym lately. I haven't been this week, but I went last week.
Last week.
This is a heavy week for me. But I have lost some weight. I'm down 6 pounds.
Okay. All right, now.
I'm an easy person to lose weight. I gain and lose easily. But yes, I'm down 6 pounds. And just wait on the summer body, y'all. Y'all gonna see it when we take our photo shoot pictures.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, we are doing more shows, more live shows, more collabs. We got a lot of stuff coming up for 2024. And we're gonna start planning it out next month so y'all could kind of know where we're gonna be when we're gonna be there. And we're gonna try to put together more team events for us, like the All-Star Weekend. You know, because we could all bought tickets last year and saved the fortune.
Right.
You know, when we knew it was really finna be in Indianapolis. So we got some big things playing.
There's some big things coming up, man. You know, we actually gonna be streaming live on our own platform. I know we was borrowing in Dope Living TV, which we still be doing some things with them, but, you know, gotta be a sis on our own platform.
Yeah, so... check us out, man. Send us a listener letter. We got another show we've been putting off. We've been putting off the domestic violence show. And I told them that we should do it this week, y'all. And they said, dang, Jordan, you want to get on air and talk about people getting beat up on Valentine's Day? And I said, I guess you're right about that.
Yeah. So, and then again, we're waiting on a guest to be on the show with our domestic violence show. But the domestic violence letter we got is kind of deep, you know what I'm saying, guys? So, when we do put it out there, hey, tune in, because if you're going through some stuff like that, this may be the show for you.
Yeah. And it's still just awareness. Everybody needs to know.
Hey, and shout out to Natasha, man. I had breakfast with Kevin earlier today, man. She's a new follower on the D-Start show, man. Shout out to Natasha. I told her I wouldn't give her a shout out today on the show. Hey, okay. The breakfast was delicious, bro.
Wait, so what happened then? You said shout out to Natasha.
Yeah, man, she was my waitress at the restaurant, man. And I saw her with her scrolling on social media. I said, you scrolling on social media, man. You scrolling on Facebook? She said, yeah, I got Facebook. I said, check this Facebook page right here. Showed it to her. She said, that's y'all. She said, oh man, y'all don't have me laughing all morning.
What's up?
So she went to follow us. She was like, man, most definitely she will be listening and tuning in. So we got one more person on our Facebook page.
Yes, y'all, go follow the Facebook page, D Starts Show on Facebook. Hit that like button, hit that follow button, you know, make sure you keep up with what we got going on and all that good stuff.
Hey, tell a friend that don't follow us. Hey, we're going to start picking names off our Facebook page and start
raffling people stuff off.
Yep. Yeah, start raffling off. I bet they start following us then.
All right.
But, man. Hey, before we get out of here, man, how y'all feel about that Super Bowl?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, but I think it's all rigged. I think Taylor Swift involved. I don't know, man.
Hey, for the cats that listening, man, that owe me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I was checking the whole damn game, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, hell, but for that, come up some bread. But, hey, KC, appreciate you. Fellas, hey. Look, you owe me, you know you owe me. I ain't gonna run you down, dog. I ain't gonna do it. Just come through and see me. I got dudes that do. Come on, come see me now.
Hey, you. I know we almost at time. We over an hour. But did y'all hear about the shooting in Kansas City at the parade?
No.
But it was. They had a shooting. I think at least 8 people got shot. 3 people died.
Oh wow.
And I think 2 was like critically wounded type of deal.
Oh, damn.
Were they 49 fans?
I think they was Kansas City fans. I don't know to be exact, but I do know it was it was in Kansas City at the parade that they had. Damn. So you know, prayers up to them people who got shot. But that just go to show you how crazy people get over the holiday, the football, this basketball. Like it ain't that serious, bro.
Ain't that serious.
Damn.
Yeah.
The prayer.
Yeah. So look that up when y'all get a chance to see how bad it was. It was pretty bogus when I was reading about it earlier.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, man. That's crazy, man.
Hate to hear that.
Hey, y'all seen them pictures of them being like winning the Super Bowl and coming home to clap this with the Taylor Swift meme? That shit is so funny to me, bro.
Like, oh yeah.
And then you ain't seen them, bro. I'm finna put one in the chat, bro. That shit too funny, bro.
Yeah, they said dude gonna be mad as hell when he come home and gotta clap those cheeks. cheeks, I guess.
Hey man, I'm finna put this in the chat. How y'all cracking up, bro? Cause this shit was too funny when I seen this. Hold on.
That shit crazy, bro.
All right, y'all. Go check the chat, bro.
Oh, I already seen it. I already know.
Hey D, go check the chat, bro.
I got you. Hey, where Black Business of the Month?
This five people. I done sent it to the wrong people, bro. Oh no, that's all us.
Yeah, I think you probably got yet other number in there too.
Yeah,
you stupid boy.
Hey boy, I died laughing when I seen that.
Hey, oh shit!
Boy, I died laughing. I said, bro, why is this so funny?
The internet don't never go to sleep. Like they be having jokes ready like 10 seconds after.
And they had one where dude was measuring her back like with a level type.
Hell no, bro.
Oh, I wanted to speak on too. So Beyonce she's in the country music genre now, right?
Yes, I forgot. Go ahead. I know what you're about to say, but go ahead.
I just think that's amazing. And it had been announced that after two days after dropping her song, she was already in like the number one country on the country chart. She was number one. I just think everything Beyonce touches is like bound to be millions and billions of dollars.
So you ain't reporting news that I know. So Oklahoma radio station.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say
country radio station refused to play Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Somebody, one of the fans called and said, "Hey, look, I want you to play whatever the country song is by Beyonce," and he went to say, "I don't play. We don't play Beyonce over here."
This is a country station.
It's a country station. And that shit went, man. They went ham on that shit, dog.
They must don't know the beehive.
The long story short, man, but goddamn, by the time that morning show was off, they were playing the Beyonce song.
Don't fuck with B.
But I'm saying, you got to think about it, man. You crossing over. I guess in our generation, Black folks are different, because if a white person crossed over to hip-hop or R&B and they sound good, we're going to fuck with them. Look at John B., you know what I'm saying? We fuck with them.
Right.
If it sound good, we're going to listen to it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's country music and it float for y'all, it's good. I listen to some country, you know what I'm saying? Some country music ain't bad, you know, but I ain't finna ride 5-6 hours listening to no country
music. I mean, her songs was good though. Like I've listened to both the songs that she's put out on the rollout, and I'm not like a crazy Beyonce fan, but I listen to them, and they like they still kind of giving like Black, you know, like or like R&B flavor a little bit to me, but it's more banjos and storytelling and all that. But it was good music overall. Y'all know they can't mess with Queen B. Everything she do touch to turn a million to billions. So hey.
So one last thing, man. How y'all feel about the Super Bowl on halftime performance?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I seen the clips, but I think it was great. Everybody talking about how Usher was touching on Alicia Keys. They was putting on a show. People act like they don't know what a show is.
I feel you, though.
Man, listen.
Here you go.
I ain't been even getting started, bro, because it's going to take me all day to get to my point. So we got it. We had an hour, 15 minutes.
Oh, that's next. Because it's been another motherfucking episode.
Close us out, bro. Close us out.
Hey, man, this has been another episode of the D-Start Show. And listen, I ain't listening to Beyonce's regular music or her damn country music no more. No,
hey, Tori, hey, them motherfucking beehivers, don't bring them motherfuckers up here.
Listen, ain't nobody worried about them beehive joints. Shit, ain't scared of them. Ain't nobody scared of them. Hey, them folks on Nicki Minaj team. Fine, Meg Thee Stallion people, great. All right, now I might not talk about them, but I ain't to you. They ain't playing.
Hey, but Alicia Keys was looking, man. She was looking good, bro.
She was looking right. I heard she couldn't sing, but I heard she was looking right now.
Damn.
They said them opening notes wasn't it, but I heard she was looking right. But
y'all funny.
Hey, but yeah, man, I'm gonna close it out. It's been another episode of D Stock Show. We out, man.
We out. We'll talk to you.